A 47-year-old Wisconsin woman will get a better idea next week of how well a new cancer treatment device is doing at attacking her liver tumor. The cancer center run by Frederick Hospital and the Medical College of Wisconsin in Wauwatosa recently became the second facility in the U.S. to offer the latest version of the high-tech unit. It simultaneously takes images of a tumor while delivering high-dose radiation. WUWM Innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
The patient is Paula Wendt, a school nurse from Fond du Lac. She's had a difficult last 4.5 years, first being diagnosed in 2014 with an eye cancer, ocular melanoma. It eventually spread to her liver. She had drug and radiation treatments, which helped, but last fall the cancer came back and Wendt had an eye removed. She says the cancer also returned to her liver.
There was a spot that was growing, so I had to see my radiation oncologist again, and he was very excited about this new machine, this MR Linac, that was coming to Frederick soon, and thought I would be a perfect candidate.
The MR Linac is both an MRI, or magnetic resonance imaging machine, and a linear accelerator, a device long used in cancer treatments, as it delivers radiation in focused beams. Like with MRIs, the patient lies on a small table and is positioned to limit movement. The table then slides into an open space or donut hole in the center, and the unit does its thing. In a control room outside the MR Linac booth at Frederick, Dr. Christopher Schultz looks at live video of the machine and talks about the value of combining the functions.
So that you can guide and, as the opportunity presents itself, adapt the treatment plan based on today's imaging of either where the normal structures are or how the tumor has shrunk.
Schultz chairs the Department of Radiation Oncology at Frederick and the Medical College and says the two machines couldn't always coexist.
The tricky thing about this is both the linear accelerator and the MR depend on very strong magnetic fields to make them work. And so the idea that you could put one next to the other without interfering with the function of both was the engineering feat to be tackled, which has been done in a kind of elegant way.
It takes a team of medical personnel to be on hand for each treatment, and the cost of the MR Linac itself is thought to run well into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. But Frederick Hospital says its foundation is helping support the project. Dr. Schultz adds that with more targeted radiation, perhaps in higher doses, the cancer patient may have fewer visits. Earlier this year, Paula Wendt had 3 treatments over 2 weeks in the MR Linac at Frederick. She says it didn't feel much different than previous radiation devices.
I had to have my hands up above my shoulders, so that was the worst of it because I had some shoulder pain from holding it above my head for an hour. But other than that, there was nothing, you know.
Wendt says she hopes the treatments are succeeding against her liver tumor.
I haven't ever really felt sick. You can't feel the tumor, so I can't say that I feel any different, you know, because of this. I hope it's working.
Dr. Schultz says a worldwide consortium of academic institutions and industry partners will continue to study the MR Linac technology to help spell out the practical applications. Schultz says the takeaway message for cancer patients is that the MR Linac is another tool in the toolbox.
Now, it's not to say that this device is for, you know, all tumors head to toe, or that patients that are getting treated on all of our other machines are not getting good treatment. This just allows us to treat some things that we just can't right now, and it allows us to nuance some of the ways that we can do it better.
The MR Linac also isn't an end to Paula Wendt's other cancer treatments, at least not yet. She says for now she continues with immune system drug therapy with doctors at Community Memorial Hospital in Menominee Falls.
Said once we found out it came back in the liver, she said a minimum of 6 months, depending on how, you know, these next scans look.
Wendt says her family's insurance is covering the cost of the MR Linac treatments. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.